Today is Tuesday, October 14th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Real Sugar Day. It's National Dessert Day. It's also Be Bald and Be Free Day. Not for me. I don't want to be bald and free. I want to be hair systemed up and taped up and look like I have hair is kind of what I want. Which is what I've got at the moment, to the best of my ability. So we still have some contact. And so I'm going to go ahead and go over and look for that. One voicemail left. I'm assuming this is from Scotty, but let's just see who this voicemail is from. It's not playing. What? What's going on? I'm not getting any playback. Did I change the output of something? Let's see. I'm not gonna stop the recording. I'm just gonna. Hopefully I didn't screw something up yesterday. I screwed something up yesterday. So I guess we're not going to have a voicemail today. But what I was doing is I had to reinstall all of the Rodecaster apps and on the desktop. Because the reason is they have so many apps and they all suck. The one thing I will say about Rodecaster is that basically, like, the hardware is good for the most part. I mean, when they first roll something out, the hardware is not as great. But so when they first roll something out, the hardware is just, you know, it is what it is. And but when they have software that you're supposed to use to configure this shit, the software is just not good. I don't know if the developers that they have are not good or what the case may be, but it's not good. So the bottom line is the Rodecaster video stopped working. It was not streaming. There was something going on. And I know I just said, oh, the hardware is great, but it had stopped working. And, I was trying to use the app on the desktop to fix it. And there was something else. There was another, like, you use the desktop app to set a lot of, for the video, to set the background and to set the, to set, you know, the layout and everything that you want to do. And so anyway, I was trying to do that for the past, like, in August, and I couldn't do it. So last night, I just got a hair up my butt, and I said, okay, I'm going to figure this out. It was the biggest ordeal. I had to first ask ChatGPT. I'm like, hey, here's what's happening. You know, what can I do? And so ChatGPT said, well, they've released a new app. I didn't even know that they had released a new app. They're like, they released a new app. They consolidated everything into one app. You should only have to install that one app. So I installed that app. Uninstalled everything else. And then the Rodecaster Pro, which is the audio mixer, connected fine. Everything worked. But when I connected the video, it gave me some error message. Oh, you need to update your Rode Connect software. Well, the Rode Connect software was the one that I was not supposed to be using anymore. And so I was like, what the hell? You know, what's going on here? And so I asked ChatGPT, blah, blah, blah. So basically, I had to go through all these steps of finding every config file that Rode had left on the computer of all the old applications. It took me a couple of hours. Then I had to do a firmware reset on the Rodecaster video. Well, the thing is, it reset everything. So I don't have any of the backgrounds. I don't have anything that I use on the mix. Like, I don't have that. And it also, I guess, changed input settings and stuff for my audio. So now I'm going to have to figure that out before I can play voicemails on the show. Because the voicemails come from the computer and the, you know, like the opening music and the closing music, that comes from the mixer itself. So you guys didn't need to know all of that, but there you go. That's basically, you know, what's going on. So over the weekend on Sunday, I know I told you guys I was going to tell you a little bit about Switzerland along the way, but things happen. So over the weekend, I went to church, and, you know, as I do, and I played in church. And then in between services, because we have two services, I went to Walmart. I was looking for a new clothes hamper. Because we have this, I don't know what you call it, but it's like a separation. You know, it's a rolling thing that you have in your closet or in your laundry room. And then you can actually separate your clothes into various colors. It's got little canvas bags or whatever. And so I had done that. Or we had one of those, but we've had it for like 10 years. And it's ripping and coming apart, and it's just not good anymore. So I wanted to replace that. So I thought, I'll go to Walmart. We have a store called At Home that has furniture and decor and stuff like that. So, and it's right next to the Walmart. So I went to that store, and then I went back to church and played the second service. I come out of the second service, and Mark and I are supposed to be meeting my parents or going to my parents' house to basically just tell them about our Switzerland trip because we haven't been over there. I've been very busy, like I said. And so we're supposed to do that. I get in the car. Well, my car is a standard. So I go to engage the clutch, which is what you have to do when you're, you know, starting the car. Well, no. I started the car. You don't engage the clutch. Sorry. You don't engage the clutch to start the car, but I started the car and then you engage the clutch to change gears. So I press the clutch and the pedal goes down and it stays down on the floor and the gear won't shift. And I'm able to pull the clutch back up, the pedal, and I try to tap it again. And the pedal just stays on the floor. It's just, there's no pressure. It's not going up and down. So I was like, this is all I need. I've been so busy. We just got back from Switzerland. I'm trying to get back into the, you know, into the whatever of things. And this is all I need is my car to break down. So then Mark had to come pick me up. I had to leave the car in the church parking lot. And then I had to figure out, we have AAA. So I used their app, said, hey, I need my car to be towed to the dealership. Gave the address to the dealership. Had to go through all of that shit. And then we still had to go pick up food and go to my parents. And so we did that. And then luckily, we went back and I left the key to the car in the car. Because without a clutch, nobody's going to be able to steal the car. I mean, they're not going to be able to drive it away. It's broken down. So it doesn't matter if you have the key or not. You're not going to be able to. So at some point, the guy came. He called me. And at some point, the guy came, picked up the car, and took it to the dealership. I get a call around 7:30 this morning, and they say, hey, we've got your car. Let us know a little bit about what's wrong with it. And then I said, well, the clutch, you know. So he said, okay, well, we'll check it out and give you a call in a few hours. So they call me back. The clutch, some gearbox, something was leaking. And there was no pressure, no hydraulic pressure to keep the clutch up. But he said, we think you also need to replace the clutch itself because of the age of the car. So the total price to fix was $3,000. So yeah. Oh, I had to rent a car too. So I went to the airport and rented a car. So I'm driving a rental. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.